Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. Today is a special podcast. Guess what? It's our 100th episode. We've got people listening all over the world. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I think about where I was when we started, when I started this podcast. I was at the beginning of COVID, wondering what I was going to do as far as a ministry goes. What God had called me to do, what I was in the house, learning some new things, trying to learn about social media. And God said, why don't you just speak your Jumpstart devotional that you write out? Why don't you have a podcast and do the same thing on podcasts? And I cannot believe that it's been 100 episodes and over a year. In that time, we've had the COVID pandemic. I lost a job at the NFL Network and at a church. And I've got my wife, and my daughter. My daughter's home. My son is playing college summer ball. There's just so many things going on. My wife has a new job. There's a new company that we're involved with that is, God is really blessing. I just want to take time to say how thankful I am. Because it's hard. Life can be hard. And sometimes you can lose your way. Sometimes you can think that God doesn't hear your prayers. Sometimes you can think that God is distant. And every time that I've thought that God was distant or that God didn't hear my prayers, it was because I was out of the Word for some time. It was because I wasn't taking time to just get quiet, to just be still, and to just seek Him in His Word. My life has changed a lot in a year. I had COVID. My family had COVID, to be honest with you, and I found out a lot about a lot of people. Found out a lot of things about the church that need to be changed. I'm not the expert. I'm not claiming to be. But my goodness, do you really think the church would have been shut down because of a virus in Jesus' day? Seriously? Those disciples were being threatened to be killed and they were still having church. And we shut down because of a virus. I'm not going to go into all that because I'm celebrating today. 100 episodes. 100. Talking about everything. We lost Alex Trebek over these last few months. And I spoke about that. If you haven't heard that podcast that's in here, I spoke from the heart about what Alex Trebek has meant to me over the course of this last year. And how, what an incredible person he was. What's more important is how we prayed for Alex. And how we, as we prayed for Alex, how we watched him get better. And then when we got away from Jeopardy, I mean, we walked by his dressing room just believing and declaring, by his stripes you're healed. And talking about what the Roman centurion said, by just say a word and my servant will be healed. And Alex got better, a lot better for a while. So many things have happened in the news. You know, the election, Joe Biden is our president. And we see so many different things going on. I have never sensed a more divided country in my life. And it just points to the book of Revelation. It points to the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. It just says people will be lovers of themselves. They will be easily offended. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be division. There will be a lack of respect for authority. We can just go on and on over the last year. But God has been faithful. God has seen us through. God has seen, it was so ironic to get COVID and to be a man of faith and to know what it's like to be scared for a minute and then have your sister call and say, you need to be praying. You're acting scared. You're doing everything that you say we should be doing in your podcast. And she was right. I prayed and it brought me peace. And guess what else I did too? I got medicine and I was well in 24 hours. And I was really concerned at one point that I was going to have to go to the hospital because I couldn't stop coughing. And what we're seeing, folks, what we're seeing over this last year is the book of Revelation just lining itself up. We're watching what's really going to happen when it comes to the mark of the beast. Oh, this whole shot and vaccine, as they call it, is all, it's just a preparation for the mark. People are lining up like robots, not even praying about it. I'm not against you if you got the vaccine. Just don't be against me if I don't. Get it? I'm going to love you if you got it. I'm going to love you if you didn't. That's the way it should be. But this last year saw so many things. This last 100 episodes, I did a podcast, so you've got to live. We can't let COVID dictate how we're going to live. I know so many people that lost businesses, so many people that went bankrupt, so many people that lost homes, so many people that had to move out of state because we allowed our politicians to dictate what we're going to do. Now they're trying to dictate what we're going to do as far as the vaccine goes. Now they're saying they're going to go door to door. Now they're saying they're going to make those of us who haven't got the vaccine wear masks at work, while the others who haven't or have been vaccinated aren't going to wear masks. That isn't going to be too much of a problem. It really doesn't make sense, because if you got the vaccine, you should be okay, right? Does it make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Then I've seen churches over this past year who went from a small online audience to a giant online audience. And it really blew my mind. What we all think, oh, we've got to get to church, which we do. We all got to be in church. We do. But we limit God. We limit what God could do. I limited God. What God could do. I limited what God could do in an online audience. I've seen churches where there was 20,000, 30,000 people watching online in one service. And they run the service like 8 times during the week. We've seen God move in mighty ways. What is the next year, Lord willing, going to bring us? All I keep thinking is, are you ready to see Jesus? Because I've never seen times like this in my 56 years of being alive. Are you ready for Jesus' return? Are you ready to share the good news with people who don't know the good news? Are you ready to be a light in a dark world? Are you ready to be a real Christian and not a spooky, weird, you know the kind that I'm talking about, the ones that are just spooky and weird? And if that's who Jesus is, I don't want to know that Jesus. I'm not saying that Jesus was inclusive to everybody, but I'm saying that Jesus loved everybody. We can have faith that moves mountains, but if we don't have love, remember what the Bible says, we are nothing but a clanging cymbal. So what do I hope from the next 100 episodes? Well, I hope those of you that are listening will share it. I hope those of you that are blessed by it will share it. I hope to reach a bigger audience, not for my glory, not for my fame, but I want people to know who Jesus is. I want people to know that this life is impossible without Jesus. It's hard enough with Jesus. It's impossible without him. So would you help me do that? Would you share, when you listen to these episodes, would you share the podcast with somebody? I guarantee you, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten text messages from people who were at their wit's end that day, who heard a podcast. God knew what they needed to hear. And they text me saying, man, that really ministered to me. It helped me get through the day. You never know what a message is going, just a simple short jumpstart message is going to do for someone in their day. I appreciate you listening to the first 100 episodes. We've got people listening all over the world. God is faithful. God is faithful and God is good. Remember that. He loves you. He will always love you. He will love you just as much tomorrow as he does today. His love is unwavering. But he wants you to know his son. He wants you to be born again. And he wants you to follow him wholeheartedly. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. 100 episodes!